Jump Then Fall, written by Disillusioned Danny and read by Flower Parish. This is a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover featuring the relationship Danny Fenton slash Dick Grayson. Summary: Dick Grayson has got it bad for one of his students' dads, but maybe if he follows his parents' advice and takes a chance, things will play out for him. Dick Grayson had a problem. A tall, buff, and insanely attractive problem. But still a problem nonetheless. It had started like any other day. Dick had been waiting at the door to his gymnastics class, greeting each of the kids as they came through the door. Only when 7-year-old Ellie Nightingale came up, a man that Dick could only describe as tall, dark, and handsome, walked along with her. "Hi, Coach Grayson," she said, bouncing up towards him with a wide grin on her face. "Hey, Ellie, how are you this evening?" Dick asked, tilting his head to the side as he finally tore his eyes away from tall and handsome. "I'm good," she exclaimed, rocking on her heels as she smiled up at him. "How are you?" "I'm good, thank you. Now, how about you go in there and start warming up, and I'll be in there in a moment," he said, smiling down at the 7-year-old. Ellie saluted him and raced through the door before Dick pulled his eyes back up to Mr. Nightingale. "Is there anything I can do for you, Dr. Nightingale?" Dick asked, looking him up and down for a moment, trying his best not to lick his lips hungrily. The man gave him that dazzling smile of his. "Please, just call me Danny, and I wanted to let you know that Ellie won't be here next week. She's going to visit her uncle in Star City, and I didn't want you to be concerned," he said with a small smile. Dick raised his eyebrows. "Oh, that'll be fun. Get some alone time with the wife then, huh?" Danny let out a soft laugh and shook his head. "No, no wife. It'll just be me and the cat for the next week. I'll probably pick up a few extra shifts at the hospital to keep myself busy." Dick pursed his lips and nodded. He had forgotten that Dr. Knight Danny was a pediatric surgeon at Gotham General. He was typically Dick's first go-to when any of the kids got hurt during practice. There were some nights even when Dr. Nightingale, Danny, would drop Ellie off, still decked out in his scrubs. And if Dick was going to be completely honest, those were the days that he swooned more than usual. The big thing about Danny was that he was so insanely attractive it was unfair. And Dick Grayson was a weak, weak man. Especially for men with pretty blue eyes and a penchant for puns. And Dr. Danny Nightingale fit that bill perfectly. He was the very definition of Dick's type. And it was so insanely unfair that it hurt. Everyone in Dick's family had had to listen to Dick despair about his big, fat crush on Danny, and each one had given Dick the same annoyed look and told him to just ask him out already. Dick had gone to his father first, because, of course, the first person you're supposed to go to when you have a crush is your father. They're supposed to give you sage advice and tell you that everything will work out and help you come up with a place to start asking someone out. That wasn't the case with Bruce. No. He told Dick that it was a horrible idea to even think about getting involved with a civilian, that Dick was going to put Danny's life in danger if he even thought about involving him. He had quickly looked at Dick's crush and squashed it under his boot like it was nothing. So, like any smart adult, Dick went to his brother instead. He made his way to Jason, flopped himself onto his little brother's couch, and told him his woes. Of the beautiful man who came to drop off and pick up his daughter twice a week from gymnastics. And Jason had spent 3 hours listening to Dick wax poetic about the man's megawatt smile and the muscles that Dick could easily see from beneath his scrubs. Finally, Jason had thrown him out of his safe house with the demand that Dick stop being a dumbass and ask the guy out already. But the little niggling comment from Bruce had kept him from doing so. He had found himself still doubting if it would be a good idea. He hadn't known the best way to even go about getting into a relationship with Danny, if that was even a possibility. Did he keep his vigilantism a secret from the man? Did he tell him the truth first and then hope that Danny kept the secret even if he wasn't interested? Dick didn't know. So, he went to the best man for the job, Tim Drake, also known as the only other bat in the family who was dating a civilian. Tim had given him a look of pure and utter exhaustion and told him to date whoever he wanted, just not a conspiracy theorist. Which was fair. He'd heard Bernard's most recent theory that Batman was secretly a vampire and still couldn't look at Bruce without giggling. On a more serious note, Tim had later pulled him aside and had said rather plainly that telling the truth from the get-go got rid of a lot of drama later on if he kept it a secret. He even said that if it came down to it, they could keep Danny from sharing their secrets. And that was when Dick had slowly backed out of his conniving brother's bedroom. Damien had listened to him talk about Danny many patrol nights and had resorted to begging Dick to just ask the man out, as had Duke after walking in on one of these rants that Dick had with Damien. So maybe that was why, in this moment, as he stared up at Danny Nightingale, who had just told him that he was going to be child-free for a week, his mouth worked faster than his brain. "If you're really not that busy this week, maybe we could go out," he found himself saying, before mentally smacking himself in the face. What the hell was wrong with him? He was so suave and romantic in his golden years. There was something about being in his 30s that had actually kind of ruined him. He was starting to think, as Danny stared at him, with his mouth slightly agape, looking surprised. Danny regained his composure far faster than Dick had expected, before he gave the gymnastics teacher a small smile. "I don't know, Coach Grayson. I'm a busy man. What kind of date are we talking about?" At that, Dick found himself blushing just slightly. "I was thinking of dinner and a movie. At my place. My brother has been trying to teach me how to cook these last few months, and he's confirmed that I make a mean spaghetti and meatball," he said, his smile stretching across his face as he waited for Danny's response. "And the movie?" Danny asked, tilting his head to the side. Dick let out a huff. "The Greatest Showman, maybe. Although my family hates watching it with me because I get emotional from my time in the circus and I point out the inaccuracies about the circus," he said with a laugh. "Or, if you're not a musical fan, we can watch something else. I really like rom-coms, but I'm sure we can..." "How does Friday at 7 sound?" Danny asked, giving him a small smile. "My brother is coming to pick up Allie that morning, and I'll have the rest of the day free." "That would be perfect," Dick said with a sigh. "But, before we get into it, I want to talk to you about something after class today. It's important if you're actually interested in dating me or taking it anywhere, and I don't want to put you or Ellie at risk without telling you about it first," he said seriously. Danny furrowed his brow, but nodded his head nonetheless. "That sounds good to me. I think I should tell you a bit about Ellie and myself before we take this any further, too," he said. Then, before Dick could even blink, Danny was leaning close and pressing a soft kiss to Dick's cheek. "I'll see you in 2 hours," he murmured, before leaving Dick to stand there blinking in surprise. Dick blushed to himself before he turned on his heel and hurried into the room to get his class started. Was it a bad idea to tell Danny before they went on a date? Maybe. But one of the first lessons his parents had taught him in the circus was to jump, then fall, and trust that whatever was meant to happen would happen. He frowned to himself, though, as he thought more about it. His parents had ended up falling to their deaths at the end of it, so maybe it wasn't the most sound advice after all. He shrugged. It would all work out. It had to. That evening, Dick found himself in the gym waiting for Danny to arrive. He was watching Ellie do cartwheels back and forth in front of him when she finally stopped and gave him a curious look. "You like my dad," she said simply. Dick gave her a nervous smile. "I do. Is that okay?" he asked carefully, trying to be mindful that, yes, there is a child who is going to be involved in all of this, and he didn't want her to be uncomfortable with the idea of her gymnastics coach dating her dad. She shook her head and smiled. "I think your weirdnesses will match ours," she said simply, shrugging her shoulders. "Dad thinks you have a cute butt, but he told me not to tell you that, so act like I didn't." "He told you that?" Dick squawked out. Ellie giggled and shook her head. "I heard him tell that to my Aunt Jazz on the phone last week," she said with a wide smile, before she went back to her cartwheels. Dick let out a hum and smiled to himself. Danny thought he had a cute ass, which meant he'd been looking. Dick could work with that. Soon, the man himself made it to the gym and smiled as Ellie immediately shouted for him and attacked his legs with a hug. "Hey, kiddo," he said, pressing a kiss to her forehead as he picked her up and set her on his hip. "Can I tell Coach Grayson our secret?" he asked her softly, and she pursed her lips for a moment before nodding her head. Danny grinned and kissed her forehead once more before he looked at Dick, who motioned to the chairs that the parents typically used when they stayed to watch their kids practice. Something that Dick hated, they always had commentary and it stressed him out more than anything. Danny took a seat and gave Dick a small smile. "You first," he said, before Dick could say a thing. Dick flushed and looked down at Ellie. "Before we start dating," he said slowly, "I thought it only fair that you know what you're getting into. When I'm not a gymnastics coach, I'm usually patrolling the night as Nightwing," he said softly, before looking back up at Danny, who was giving him a small smile. "I know," he said, quirking up a small, lopsided smile of his own, a little dimple on his cheek appearing. Dick was startled, looking at Danny surprised. "You know?" Danny nodded once as a blush spread across his face. "You knew my name once when I tried to stitch you up one night on our way home," he said, motioning to Ellie, who just gave him a lopsided grin of her own. "And then I started paying attention, because how the heck did a vigilante know my name and my daughter's name when we had never talked before? You didn't let me stitch you up, but I think the blood loss had you just a little loopy. So I started paying attention to Nightwing and tried to figure out how exactly you knew me, and then I started noticing that you walk the same way, and your voice was the same, and I may have used my powers to pay a little more attention to you than I normally do," he said awkwardly. "Powers?" Dick asked faintly, looking at the bigger man with wide eyes. Danny just nodded his head again, and Ellie let out a little giggle of her own. "Dad had an accident as a teenager. It turned him into a meta. He used to be a vigilante, but he retired after I got hurt," Ellie said with a wide smile. Danny looked down at his daughter with a soft smile before he looked up at Dick, his brow furrowed. "I had a nemesis who created a clone of me to destroy me, only he deemed her defective and pretty much cast her aside. Later on, in my 20s, Plasmius tried to destroy her completely to make up for his failed experiment," he said, saying the word with disgust. "And he nearly did. It took hours trying to bring her back from the goop he'd turned Danielle into. We managed to save her in the end, only instead of being physically a 17-year-old, she'd become a baby. So we went into hiding, and I decided that she was more important than anything else. And we've been laying low in Gotham ever since," he said softly. Dick blinked a few times at the story before he tilted his head to the side. "Plasmius, I've heard that name," he murmured, looking between the two before he grinned. "I know you. You used to be Phantom. Batman tried to get you to join the Titans once when you were a teenager after a fight between you and Plasmius was televised, and you called him a Fruit Loop," Danny said with a small, amused smile. "He's probably not going to like me when he finds out we're going on a date together. He was a little irritated with me that day." Dick snorted and shook his head. "I don't give a shit. I like you, Danny. I think you're gorgeous, and every time you drop off Ellie or pick her up, I get excited to see you. I like our conversations when you pick her up. I think that your career is so amazing, and now that I know about everything else you've gone through, you're even more amazing." Danny gave him a beautiful smile at that. "So, we're still on for Friday, then?" he asked, his baby blues glued to Dick. "If you'll have me," he said softly. "I'd like to see where this would go." Ellie let out a gasp at that. "You're going on a date while I'm gone?" she demanded, narrowing her eyes at her dad. "You're hanging out with Dan. You'll be having so much fun you won't even remember that I'm going on a date with Coach Grayson." "Dick," the vigilante interrupted. "It's only fair if you're going to have me call you Danny that you call me Dick." Danny smiled. "Very well," he said, before he turned back to Ellie. "I promise, I'll tell you all about it when you come back home. But Dan will pout for months if you don't go visit him next week." Ellie pushed her cheeks out for a moment before she let them deflate and let out a sigh. "Yeah, he's a baby if I don't visit enough," she said with the breath. She looked at Dick, her little blue eyes narrowed, and it finally hit Dick that this wasn't just Danny's daughter, but his clone. He could see it now when he looked at her. She was like a carbon copy of him, with blue eyes, a button nose, dark black hair, and full eyebrows. Same jawline and brow. It was uncanny now as he really took it all in. "If you hurt my dad, Dick Grayson, you'll quickly get to realize I have the same powers as my dad, and I'll beat you up." Dick chuckled and ruffled her hair, messing up the ponytail she kept it in. "Don't worry, Squirt. I'll be the best date ever, Scout's honor," he said, holding a hand to his heart and everything. Ellie huffed. "You better. My Uncle Dan said I'm a nightmare when I want to be," she said primly. Dick couldn't help but throw his head back as he laughed at that. "I don't doubt it," he said, before he checked the time on his watch. "It's getting late. Would the two of you like to grab some Batburger with me before I head out on patrols?" Ellie let out a gasp and looked up at Danny with puppy eyes. He chuckled and pushed her head back lightly. "We would love to," Danny said, with a small smile, and Dick just grinned as they started out of the gym, making sure to lock up behind him. maybe his parents were right. Sometimes it was okay to just jump and then fall. The end.